Hi, you're listening to your daily Afro-Caribbean news on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, the traditional lands of the Songhees, Esquimalt and Wusanich people. I am your host, Yeti. Of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, known as SDGs, set by the UN, the 12th goal seeks to ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. Eliminating waste comes under this goal. This year, in partnership with the UN, the Nayoka Design Labs, a biotech company which advocates the reduction of plastic waste, presents the monthly Nayoka Challenge. The challenge this month is for social media users to write a story about their territory on either Instagram or Twitter handles. There will be a raffle draw, and a winner will emerge at the end of the month. This month, the winner will take home the world's first eco-friendly, sustainable, and non-toxic portable light source. Head of Operations for Nayoka Challenge in Victoria, Yamile Franco, explains more.
So Nayoka Design Labs is our social enterprise, and we're hosting the Nayoka Challenge to really start the conversation on a different topic actually each month. So every month we're going to have a different Nayoka Challenge. This month specifically, we really wanted to bring up this idea that, hey, you know, we are not gathering in person, however, we can use this time to engage in different ways. And that also includes engaging with the territory we are on, with the communities that maybe we know or maybe we don't know. And so that means, how do we learn about those communities? How do we connect with them? And so our Nayoka Challenge, part of it was, can you learn a story about the place you're on, your territory? And when I say your territory, I mean it as in where you're currently living on, which a lot of times, you know, we have communities that have been displaced. We've got people that have unintentionally moved, or they really have no understanding of where they're at. And so we just, in a safe space, we wanted to open this up. And of course, with the encouragement that from sharing and from posting in your Instagram stories, we're going to run a draw to see who would get to take home a Nayoka Light Wand, which is one of our flagship and original first products, which the Nayoka Light Wand is the world's first eco-friendly, sustainable, non-toxic and portable light source. And so we are basically, for anybody who participates, we are doing a raffle to see who will get to take that home. And so as a whole, as an organization, Nayoka Design Labs is a social enterprise, and we really focus on disrupting the plastic industry, but really any wasteful industry is our vision of being able to innovate, you know, create solutions, maybe from objects that we already use. Can we change just a little bit of how we use them? Can we change the way that we perceive what is a resource and what is waste? And so by following a circular economy model where waste is a resource, you know, waste is simply also a design flaw, how we like to say it, because in many, traditionally, when we look at how resources have been used over time, Western society tends to be very wasteful in the ways that, you know, resources are managed. And we really wanted to bring different business practices with our social enterprise. And that leads us to also collaborating with community and creating with community and in community for solutions that can, you know, lead us to have a better place, a better world, and ultimately also in alignment with the UN Sustainable Development Goals, which is a common framework for us to innovate, for us to relate to other businesses that are also leading to global change.
You have been listening to Afro-Caribbean News with Yeti on CFUV 101.9 FM. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of the Local Journalism Initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.